that's not insane, but he needs to, in his back pocket, recognize that, especially when a drive gets to play five and play seven and especially play nine and beyond, when you got guys and you're deep up front, but it can be difficult to roll personnel against that Kansas City offense, depending on what tempo they're utilizing, then you got to bring pressure. You've got to knock him off his spot. You've got to have Pat Mahomes in a situation where his rhythm is thrown off, where his timing is different than he wants it to be during the pre-snap phase, because that is your opportunity for survival, as opposed to just saying, here, great weapons at every position on the field and the best quarterback any of us have seen in this generation of football talent. Yeah. Go ahead and have your way with us. You have to do something to make him feel differently as he's dropping back.
So I'm glad we're talking this way and headed down this path, because I read something from Warren Sharp as he does his, 95-page breakdown on this game. The 49ers, it's unbelievable. It's just a manifesto.
The
man might be crazy. got in trouble there. The Niners pass rush on first and second down is about league average in terms of its success rate. It is so much better than league average on third downs. What do you do with that if you're Kansas City? What do you do if you're the offensive line coach? What do you do if you are trying to game that kind of, I won't say inefficiency, because league average on first and second is probably pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's still a place
a tick above league average, but yes, much closer.
Sure. I still find it, though, that they are so much more successful on third down than everyone else
to
be kind of a standout thing, and I'm not quite sure where to put that information.
The reason it is explained fairly simply, actually, for San Francisco, because in a similar fashion to the Bears when they're at their best, their defensive front that across the board, whether Armstead or Buckner or Bosa, these are all guys that are willing to hit blocks. These are guys that are willing to play the run. And when you're hitting blocks on first and second down to try and ensure that your opponent is not going to have these gaping running lanes because you're flying up the field and an offensive lineman is able to just kind of turn his hips and wheel you out, then that can put your linebackers in a bind, and it can allow the success for the opposing rushing attack. They don't do that. They get into blockers. They get into offensive linemen and convert their pass rush off of that. It's really effective. They do it at a high level. It's very difficult to do it because your great pass rushers, this is one thing Leonard Floyd has continued to struggle with throughout his Bears career, your great pass rushing is normally done on the outside half, on the outside third of the body of the offensive lineman. But what the 49ers do, they have this great group rush mentality, and they start with power, condensing the pocket into the body of the offensive lineman. By beginning your rush there, you still have the ability to convert to a pass rush, but it just takes a little bit longer to get home. That's what makes them more average on first and second down, as opposed to maybe the Rams outfit, who they're going to just allow that D-line to fly up the field every snap.
I remember talking years ago to Adewale Ogunleye about this. And he talked about whenever he felt that he was in a rut or he was frustrated, he always said fundamentally, do it off the bull rush. Always get back to that. And no matter what your hand fighting is, no matter what your angle is, if you're trying to, pad level low, he said when things aren't working, you can always get back to first things first, hit him in the mouth, get that backwards movement, and that will reopen other angles to you. It says it just, you've got to know, you got to feel sort of it's time to do that now. I'm just going to win this block at the point, at the snap, and that'll give me the advantage to shed him this way, to shed him that way. And it was just sort of the way he centered himself was always saying bull rush first, then figure it out.
You got to have enough lead in your pencil to get it done in that manner. And not everyone does.
He could say that because he was a Pro Bowler.
Right, precisely. And by comparison, I tend to remind folks that Von Miller and Khalil Mack are virtually the same size, but very different styles of pass rushers, where I've talked to you guys about all the power that Khalil Mack is able to generate despite being about 250 pounds. He's the greatest 250-pound power rusher in the history of the National Football League. Now, he's got all the speed in the world, but he does, like Ogunleye was talking to you about it, set it up with power initially, where you force that offensive lineman to settle his feet, to drop that post leg, to get back on his haunches a bit, to try and withstand the power that you're going to bring into him. Once you do that, once you get him to that point, then it frees up everything else you're trying to do. And that's where, once you get to third down, even though that offensive lineman is going to say, all right, it's a passing down, down a distance is indicating, they know we're going to throw the ball, we're planning on throwing the ball, let me kick step back. But if you felt power from that opponent over and over again, your kick slide isn't going to have as much float to it. You're not going to have as much finesse to the way that your hips are lined up, to the way that you are or may not, depending on different guys teach the punch of offensive linemen in different ways, but where your hands are, where your hips are aligned, how you're dropping back is very different, and it sets up everything that a defender may want to do getting towards that outside third if you have made that guy feel power. Whenever I coach defensive line, I always try to urge guys, and if I was coaching Leonard Floyd, my thing would be, you seem to like rushing to contact. You've got enough speed, even though you're not a big guy, you've got enough speed to turn speed to power and to smack run over a guy, as opposed to sort of this sort of mid-world purgatory of pass rushing where you're rushing the contact without actually committing to the power, the force of that contact.
And he ends up with what looks like an angle, but so far past the point of effectiveness, he ends up removed from the play and just sort of washed away, even though he may look like he's winning at the snap.
And so to the initial question that Connor was asking is how does Kansas City plan around that? Honestly, there's not a real concise way to do it aside from knowing once they get to third down, you want to be in a down and distance. If you see third down, which quite often they don't even see third down, but if you're going to see third down and you're the Kansas City Chiefs, to try to have it in a down and distance that's not as predictive, that you're not going to get away with a screen pass, that you're not going to get away with some sort of a draw play or something like that, like they can get away with doing with Dexter Williams, who's been really effective in some of those moments where you don't want the defenders to know, hey, I can leave a linebacker to slow play things to snuff out the screen pass. You want third downs to be third and short, to be third and medium. The thing is, even when it's not, even when it's third and long, they can send Tyreek Hill up the seam and it times up like it's a third and five or a third and seven for most teams because of the speed that he possesses.
My favorite player in this game is Patrick Mahomes. My second favorite player in this game is Kyle Juszczyk. And I feel a little bit like Dan Ayle saying it. Like, I love a fullback.
Mine is Nick Bosa.
But here's why. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. I think he's the second best player on the field.
Yeah, maybe. The reason I love Juszczyk, though, is because that is a dude who had skill sets identified by a coaching staff, got paid for those skill sets, and then the coaching staff goes, okay, this isn't traditional necessarily, but you're great at these four things. Now let's have you do those four things all the damn time and confuse the hell out of a defense while we do it. I don't know if you see the same thing. At the end of this question is, don't you love Kyle Juszczyk too?
Isn't that awesome?
It's like Chris Farley. Yeah. Like, remember when you were with the Beatles? Like, I don't remember.
That was cool.
But I just, I have to say it because there is going to be a quarter, like a whole damn quarter, where I'm just watching Kyle Juszczyk do what he does.
I began sort of this irrational love for J.P. Holtz during the Bears season where they finally got a guy on
keyword
the field.
Keyword being irrational.
I love this man.
Here's a fullback. Here it is. And it's working. And whenever they use the I formation, here it comes. And it's so great. And it's fun. Oh, okay. You're going to go away from it for 3 weeks. Like, he's still on the field, but he's not filling this role that was most effective for your rushing attack. And there's something to be said for an offense that's realizing, that's recognizing what it is, what a particular talent does well, and saying, you're going to keep doing that, and we're going to keep calling this, and over again, it's going to work until someone proves to us that it doesn't. And overall, it seems to make sense at this level. It seems to make sense at any level, but for some reason, that wasn't always the case here with the Chicago offense.
Anthony Heron, this is awesome. This has been one of my the highlights of football season have been these Thursdays where we sit here and chop it up.
So mutual.
It's been
mutual,
great.
Fellas.
Absolutely great. Thank you. Anthony Heron, coming up next, a special guest.
Very excited.
Who's going to preview something we are doing tomorrow. You don't want to go anywhere because you want to hear the special guest on The Score.
The biggest game on the planet is right here on The Score. Here, the Kansas City Chiefs.
For the first time in 50 years, the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
Take on the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 54.
The San Francisco 49ers are going to the Super Bowl for the seventh time in franchise history.
Listen live Super Bowl Sunday, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station. A presentation of Westwood One Sports. Brought to you by PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
How much money are you paying in interest in your credit cards every month? The answer is too much, because you can consolidate your credit cards into just one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money. It could not be easier with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Here's the numbers. Because rates are as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, and the national average interest rate on credit cards is over 20% APR, that's where your savings reside. So get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees, a super easy application, which you can do. You get your money as soon as the day you apply, do right from your phone. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's what they deliver. The testimonials from satisfied customers are rolling in. Here's one quote. I applied for this loan after hearing the ad on the radio, and ever the skeptic, I decided to check it out. I was amazed with how easy the process was, had money in my account within 2 days, and I'd recommend this company to everyone. You can be just like that satisfied customer, and you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get it is by going to lightstream.com/DanB. LightStream.com/DanB.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/DanB for more info.
Interested in learning about reverse mortgage loans? Listen to this recent story in Forbes. 56% of middle-income baby boomers mistakenly believe Medicare provides long-term care coverage, and finding ways to pay for long-term care is extremely important. One alternative homeowners should consider is a reverse mortgage. Medicare does not, repeat, does not.